Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Whatever about travel into the country, should international travel outside of the country to see your partner be deemed essential travel? Well, a campaign has been set up for long-distance couples who believe they should be offered this travel status for their relationships. Under the current COVID restrictions, people are only permitted to travel abroad if they have reasonable excuses, but there's currently nothing in place to allow someone to visit their other half. Well, I'm joined now by Ada Mulhern, who is founder of the Irish branch of the Love Not Tourism, and also Shikuma Fiseko, who's also living in a different country to her partner. And thank you both for joining us this afternoon. Ada, I'll start with yourself. So you're based here in Ireland, and can you tell us a little bit about your relationship? Where is your partner living and how does it operate?
Yeah, well, we've met about 2.25 years ago while he was on holidays in Dublin, and we just decided that we liked each other enough that we were willing to put in the work to do a distance relationship. And so we saw each other approximately every 3 months up until COVID struck. And that really just threw everything, you know, everything went to pot. But we, you know, we understood the severity of the situation. So we were willing to sit back and wait and, you know, wait until things had settled down and whatever needed to be done was done. And here we are now a year later and we are no further along. Everything is higgledy-piggledy. We have no way of traveling to be with our partner currently without getting fines and being criminalized for attempting to leave the country, which we feel is really wrong. Like, all we are looking for is that for binational couples and their families that we could be given essential travel status so that we can travel outside of the country, not on sun holidays, just to see our partners, so that we can travel without the worry of fines or convictions or hotel quarantines.
Okay. So I'm going to get back to you in a second, just in terms of exactly what it is that you're looking for and that you're concerned about. Your partner, Del, he lives in the US, is that right?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, and have you seen him, or when was the last time you saw him?
It was about 9 months ago, so, like, we just can't, like, the way it is at the moment, we were planning to try and meet probably in the next couple of months, because we thought that things were going to get easier, you know, in this year, 2021, everyone thought it was going to be. Yeah. And that hasn't happened. And instead, the restrictions have just become tighter and tighter. And we feel that the government are not giving any consideration to people who are not looking to go on sun holidays, who are actually looking to travel, who are very willing to test and want to test. We want to test before we leave. We want to isolate when we get to our destination and when on our return and retest. So both directions, we want to test, we want to isolate, we want to retest, we want to follow procedures to stay safe. We do not want to risk our own health or those around us. And that's all
so
that we're looking
for.
So
what exactly is it then, Ada, that you're concerned about? Is it the fine that you may be incurring on your way to the airport, for example, because it would be deemed non-essential travel, so you'd be open to a fine of, I think, €500? Is that one of the issues that you would have a concern about?
That is absolutely one of the issues that we have concern about. You know, so we're just saying that, like, considering that the virus and its variants are already present in the state and community spread is well established, you know, considering that other countries like Denmark consider family essential and they have measures in place that reflect this position without having open borders. You know, we're just looking for the Irish government to provide clear guidelines on what is essential travel, that it is not simply up to an individual's judgment, which is extremely worrisome for people when they may deem it, but then somebody else would not deem it essential.
Okay.
You know, and also we're looking for that it includes family reunification in those guidelines, meaning that visiting a partner, a parent or a child abroad would exempt you from fines and or hotel quarantines and their costs.
And to be clear then, are you looking for an exemption from hotel quarantine even if you go to one of the countries from which will be on the list where you would have to quarantine? For example, if you were going to Brazil, are you saying that you should be exempted from hotel quarantine on your return?
What we are hoping to do instead would be to have a tag system. You can do a tag system and isolate in your home. Most of us, most people cannot afford 2,000 euros to pay for a hotel quarantine and the isolation and separation that that incurs also. Mm. If you have a tagging system, like, for instance, in the Cayman Islands, you land at the airport, you go in, you are given a tag. Once you clear all the paperwork and have your negative PCR test and all of that, you're given a tag and you must wear that for 2 weeks at your final destination of your home. And if you step outside, woe betide you, you are going to feel the wrath of the law over there. And that's the way it should be operated.
Okay, to track your movements, basically, but you at least
to track your
you don't have
that
to pay
you cannot
for the hotel. Okay,
exactly.
Stay with us, Ava, Adeb, because as I said, we also have Chukwuma on the line. And Chukwuma, I believe your partner is in Morocco. Can you tell us a little bit about your relationship? When was the last time you saw your partner and what your concerns are?
Hiya, thanks for having me on as well. It's all very similar. So my partner lives in Morocco. He got a job there last October. And this was just after I found out that I was being made redundant for the second time in about a year and a half. So for us, it was basically a decision to still be able to afford the house, to still be able to get on and plan the future the way that we'd wanted it, thinking I'd be out in November, he'd be home for Christmas, and we'd live like that until things were kind of, we knew what was happening. November flights were cancelled, and there could have been a way for me to go out there, but it just didn't seem safe. And with how many people you've been in contact with and so on, we just made the decision that, you know what, for now, let's just see how things go. If the worst comes to it, we'll see each other at Christmas. And then Christmas, the same thing happened. So they then banned flights to and from the UK. And honestly, it's just been difficult because after he left, obviously I'd lost my job. My grandpa died. I was on my own having to deal with life and with everything, and suffered severe depression. It's a depression I've never felt before. I wouldn't even be able to explain to you how it's been and how it affects you. And I'm lucky enough that I'm working for myself now. So if things were put in place, I have everything in place to make sure that I'm quarantining before I go. When I travel and get there, I'd be quarantining there. I'd have all the tests done. But there's just no way currently to get out there, and it's frustrating because it feels like we've put in so much work and we've tried to be safe just to end up being penalised because either we're not classed as a wife or we're not seen as essential. And to me, it makes no sense, as to many others, that someone that we've been together for nearly 5 years, and for us to have been together for so long, to have lived together, to have our whole lives together, to be planning the future together, and then to be told that through no fault of our own we can't see each other, has been, it's very difficult to describe even how it makes you feel, because not only are you having to deal with the trauma of a pandemic, you're having to then deal with the trauma of, in my situation, losing someone, being alone, then the trauma of your relationship possibly not surviving, because long distance definitely isn't easy in the best of situations, never mind whenever you feel like you've got a bit of hope. So I was supposed to be there on the 14th of February, and that got cancelled again. And there's nothing at the moment to even make us feel like there's any kind of hope whatsoever, in the sense of, OK, at least we have a date and we can be working towards that. Because every time it feels like there is some kind of a date or there are flights scheduled, the flights then get cancelled, and it's shattering.
OK, I'm so sorry to hear you've been through such a difficult time, Chukwuma. I hope that you will be able to get a flight to see Sean soon. As you say, you're together 5 years, so it's very difficult not to be able to see him. But just finally, I might just end on yourself, Ada, very, very briefly, if you don't mind, just to be clear, because I know we will have listeners contacting us going, we can't have exemptions in for everybody here. If we start saying this person doesn't have to quarantine in a hotel, the whole system starts to leak and defeats the purpose. What would you say to those people very briefly, please?
I would say that if the systems that are in place were properly implemented by the government, it's governmental failures on every level. You know, for if the testing and the isolation and the retesting was done properly, if it was implemented and enforced properly, then there would be no leaks.
All right. OK, we have to leave it there, Ada. But thank you very much for joining us. That's Ada Mulhern and Chukwuma Fiseko. And you can tell us what you think of all that on 51551. We'll be back after this break.